following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, June 3rd, through Thursday, June 9th, 2022. June 3rd, 2022, the Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, during this month dedicated to my Son's most sacred heart, pay homage to the heart of your Lord, the source of all good inspirations. My Son passes all grace in and through my Immaculate Heart, wherein I pass on to mankind the grace of each present moment. Give honor to the God of the present moment, and in turn he will inspire your heart toward all good. Our hearts are always together, united. When you pay heed to one heart, your prayer is confided to the other. There is no grace left unattended in either of our hearts. There is no need left behind in your honoring of either of our hearts. When you display an image of our united hearts in your homes, we are both there, blessing you. Evil flees from the image of our united hearts. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by the Blessed Virgin Mary. June 4th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, gather under the umbrella of my Spirit so that I can lead you in righteousness. Each of you can be sanctified in this way if you make the free will choice to do so. I have called you to partake of these messages, to call you to sainthood. If you choose this path, I will be able to lead you along the sure road to sanctity. It begins with your yes. It is only in this way we can be together in heaven. Make this your goal. Every present moment that you surrender to my call to be sanctified, you are part of my victory." A note is given to read 2 Peter chapter 3, 11 through 13. "Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of persons ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be kindled and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But according to his promise, we wait for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 5th, 2022, Solemnity of Pentecost. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I invite you to see my Spirit as your protector, advocate, and provider. My Spirit calls to you in times of doubt, reaches out to you in your fears. My Spirit confides to you all you need know. Pray to recognize the voice of my Spirit in your any need. This is how to remain united to the truth." A note is given to read Acts chapter 2, 1 through 4, the coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, And suddenly a sound came from heaven like the rush of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributed and resting on each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 6th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "When you honor our united hearts by displaying them in your home is then consecrated to the truth. The truth comes to you through the blessing of the Holy Spirit, who abides with whoever esteems the united hearts. Devotion to the united hearts helps the soul to discern good from evil and the path of salvation. True devotion to our united hearts is a sign of predestination. True devotion is not superficial, but is found deep in the heart and is unshakable. It is a surrender of the whole heart to pleasing me through love of the united hearts." A note is given to read Psalm 139, 23 through 24. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 7th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Prayer is your key to peace. When you cannot pray, you are not at peace. It is then you face challenges spiritually and emotionally. So you must understand Satan's job is to destroy your peace. It is he who tries to convince you that your prayers are unworthy, even unneeded. He tries every sort of exterior distraction to weaken your concentration and therefore weaken your prayers. Do not be discouraged in your prayer effort. Discouragement is one of Satan's most common and powerful weapons. Pray first for the grace to believe in the power and the necessity of your prayers. It is then the angels will surround you and help you to pray. The Queen, Mother and Protectress of your faith, is a strong ally as a prayer partner. Invoke her aid." A note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 8 through 10 and 16 through 18. "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. Living by faith. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer man is wasting away, our inner man is being renewed every day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, because we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 8th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, I wish to speak to you concerning the gift of the present moment. In each present moment is the grace you need for your salvation. In the present moment is your conversion and conviction in the truth. The same grace will not return to you in the same way, with the same circumstances or presence of heart again. Therefore, it behooves each soul to use what grace is afforded him in the present moment towards his best advantage, which is his own salvation. Live within the parameters of holy love, for therein lies your salvation. I do not speak to you as a vengeful God, but as a loving Father who desires to spend heaven with you. I wish to share with you all the grace and beauty that you have never experienced before. It is like when you buy someone a beautiful and long-awaited gift, and you look forward with joy to giving it. I hold joy in my paternal heart for your arrival in heaven. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 13 through 16. Therefore, gird up your minds, be sober, set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. Since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 9th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the only way to have peace of heart is to accept my holy and divine will for you. My will is always your salvation. Therefore, everything is for your spiritual good if you accept it as such. My will for you is your peace. Understand that the cross is a part of my divine will for you, just as it was in Jesus' life. Acceptance of the cross is your peace and your salvation. My plans for you are always perfect. If you accept this truth, your burdens will be easy and light." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.